netyaros.com. The unofficial Netyaros archive site, article tile colon. Games Developer UK 1998 Competition. Games Developer UK 1998 Competition Author, M. Dasha Date. 2019-08-17-13-15 plus 1000 tags. Community, events, comments. Open about GDuck from GDuck's archived site. http://www.gduck.co.uk. The UK games development industry has a great reputation, and has developed many top games. If we are to maintain this lead in creativity, new talent must be uncovered. The GDuck competition gives all games enthusiasts, those in or out of work, students from schools, colleges and universities the opportunity to make their mark in an industry currently worth $5 billion worldwide. There are cash prizes in 6 categories as well as the chance to win the overall award of Best UK Games Developer 1998. Note that the newest category to be added is for Best Netyaros Game. This carries a cash prize of 1,000. Closing date for registration is 30th June 1998, and for submission of your entry 31st August 1998. The Game Developer UK competition is organised by Scottish Enterprise in collaboration with the SGA. The organisers are grateful for support from all sponsors. DMA Design Idos Interactive Hasbro Interactive Infobrames Inner Workings KLM UK Reality X Red Lemon Scottish Enterprise Sony Computer Entertainment Europe VIS Interactive Visual Sciences GDuck 1998 Entrants and Winners. Image courtesy of Rob Swan. Nick Slaven, N. Slaven, on his members' site wrote GDuck 98, mystery prize for anyone who can spot the arrows in the above article. There's at least three, he'll give you a clue, the Minic Diamond is not one, and neither is the large Scotsman at the rear. Games Developer UK 98 Original Sony's Competition Information Archived here. And mirror here at http://www.netyaros.com/index2.htm. The Best Netyaros Game wins 1,000. The Games Developer UK Games team is delighted to announce a new category in the Games Developer UK 98 competition, the Best Netyaros Game. Sony Computer Entertainment Europe has agreed to provide an additional prize of 1,000 for the Best Netyaros Game, which will go to the best entry within this category. Entrants will also be eligible for the overall prize of 5,000 for the Best UK Game Developer 98. The GDuck competition gives all games enthusiasts, those in or out of work, students from schools, colleges and universities the opportunity to make their mark in an industry currently worth $5 billion worldwide. There are cash prizes in 5 categories as well as the chance to win the overall award of Best UK Games Developer 1998. Closing date for registration is 30th June 1998, and for submission of your entry 31st August 1998. If you would like to enter into the Best Netyaros Game, then all you need to do is email info@gduck.co.uk, or visit http://www.gduck.co.uk. GDuck will then forward an information pack and registration form to you by post. Please note that the competition is open to all UK residents. Let us know if you are entering by mailing psyaros@playstation.sony.com in addition to the GDuck rules and regs. Please note the following additions. 1. Participants into the Best Netyaros Game category must be registered CUK Netyaros members. 2. Netyaros entries should be placed on the members' homepage by 31st August 1998, which is the competition closing date. C will arrange for all Netyaros entries to be put onto Gold Disc, which will then be submitted to GDuck for judging purposes. 3. Entrants into the Best Netyaros Game category should indicate this clearly on the GDuck registration form, and entrants should also email their intention to enter the competition to netyarosadministration@cpsyaros@playstation.sony.com. Nick Ferguson's recap from Nick Ferguson's diary. 19 January, 1999. This diary entry is dedicated to Sarah Bennett at sea, for thinking of myself and Mr. Frosty when those spare tickets for GDuck came up! I returned to university in October a very relaxed person, and waited with not particularly bated breath for news of GDuck. Turned out I wasn't nominated, but good things lay in store anyway. On the morning of the Game Design UK Awards, I was rudely awoken by a fairly excited-sounding James Rutherford telling me we might be getting to go to the GDuck Awards, as a couple of people scheduled to travel with the Sony party had pulled out at the last minute. I guess we were picked because we were one, fairly local, to Stirling, that is, two, students, and thus well able to skip lectures for the opportunity to dine with the cream of Scottish game design talent, three, Giga Kentrance, and four, Keen Gitts. Well, one confirmatory phone call later that afternoon, and we were on the train to Stirling faster than you could say, Bannockburn. A night of feasting, quaffing and industry hobnobbing lay ahead. We arrived at the Holiday Inn Express at about 5 o'clock, giving us a few minutes to chat with some of the nominees, including Netyarrow's heroes Chris Chadwick, Nick Slaven, and Rob Swan. The other nominees were a mixed bunch, some quiet, reticent chappies, some a bit outspoken. Mark Gallier, with a design nomination for Roman Gladiators, was a bit loud and abrasive, so we were glad he didn't win in the end, and French lass Florence Richer, who had created some multimedia demo, she described it to me, but I think that just made my understanding worse, was an interesting character. After I'd finished my beer, I hopped into my DJ and boarded the bus to the awards dinner and ceremony. The reception was in a big hall at Stirling Castle. There was a video screen displaying what I think were sequences from Red Lemon's upcoming Aeronauts title, and a web browsing setup, with just the Scottish Games Alliance site on it. I ended up chatting to Andrew Dobson, one of the nominees for Best Music. Turns out he was more into film music, but thought writing something for a game would be fun. Nice one. Amid the throng of people I spotted Dominic Diamond, and memories of watching Games Master after school, or uni, for that matter, couldn't help but get my spine a-tingling. Let's get a decent games-related program on the telly again, shall we? A few glasses of mulled wine later, I was sat on the Sony table between James Rutherford and some journalist from PC Zone. This journo proceeded to get visibly pissed over the course of the evening, prove incapable of operating his mini-disc recorder, and generally coming over as a bit of a tit. I hope, if I ever end up being a reporter, he'll have a bit more self-discipline than that. I had a chat with Pete Passmore, who told me that his first degree was in psychology. He's an interesting guy, I wish I'd spoken to him a bit more. Also at the table were Sarah Bennett, Down, DNA's, and Pascal Jarry from C, but they were a bit too far away for me to talk to them much. Nick Slaven was on our table, but the kilt-wearing Rob Swan and Chris Chadwick had been dispersed, along with the other nominees, to the numerous company tables, DMA, Idos, Red Lemon, Vis, etc. The food was yummy, and the ambience suitably Scottish, in a firelit, macabre kind of way, but that was fun. There was a presentation stage set up at the end of the hall, and after a few introductory speeches, one by Idos Bod, and those 80s fighting fantasy books Yuri Ian Livingstone, the awards commenced. Well, it's old news now, but congratulations to Chris Chadwick for becoming 6 grand richer in the space of 10 minutes, and commiserations to Rob and Nick. Still, I guess the publicity and resultant job offers mean nobody really lost, especially Mr. Chadwick, buy us a pint, Chris. After the awards I chatted to a couple of the non-Yarrows entrants. Kenny McAlpine, who won Best Audio, and the winner of Best Game Design, whose name I forget, I remember we shared a common bond. He also loved Rare, and the old Ultimate Specky games. I see they have, since signed up to work for Inner Workings, I have to remember to win a category, if there's a GDuck next year. I also chatted, briefly, with Dave Jones of DMA, James R. was hogging him, and Jim Woods, DMA Development Manager. I found out a wee bit about the new Edinburgh studio, and I wasn't so far gone as to make an ass of myself, which was nice. James, on the other hand, actually asked if he could steal Dave Jones' name place from the table, ha ha. Finally, for those who maintain Scots are stingy, I'd like to add that two Scots were the only winners to buy me a drink, meo. We were bussed back to the Holiday Inn, and I sat up in the lobby for a long time with guys from assorted Scottish games companies, Inkaby Kilted Chris Mander Kyle from Vis. Can't remember too much about this, but I did talk to Chris Wright from Inner Workings about how fantastic Game Boy Zelda was, and received a few interview tips on how to be a good game designer. I eventually fell into bed at about 5 or so in the morning, and woke up to the sound of everyone jumping on the bus back to the airport. Later, guys. One bog standard travel lodge breakfast later, and my GDuck odyssey was pretty much over. Just before we left, James and I had the chance to bitch up the arse from PC Zone to Scottish Enterprises GDuck organizer Liz Ibotson. That was most satisfying. My advice for any future GDuck attendees? Well, most likely you'll be there for a real reason, unlike me, so just enjoy the ride, and remember to talk to people, especially important people, who are in charge of big companies. I really only talked to the DMA guys, and to the Dave Perry-esque exchange with Kirk Ewing from this. When will I learn? Overall, it was just fantastic to be in a room with so many names, to meet some like-minded pods, and to feel, however unwarranted, that I had somehow earned my position in all this. I love the games industry more than ever now. Every few months I seem to get a bit closer to it, and if GDuck did one thing for me, it reassured me that this is what I want to do. PlayStation Pro February 1999. Loser winner. Chris Chadwick wins Amateur National Game Programming Competition image courtesy of Nick Slaven. Programmers have, rightly or wrongly, often been given a bad name, and been branded bores, misfits or ranksters. To Chris Chadwick, however, this matters not as he's now £6,000 richer, and is Game Developer of the Year for 1998. Chris Chadwick's game, Glitter Boy, actually won in two categories, Best Netarrows Game, and Best Overall Game. His entry topped the pile of over 150 entries submitted on all formats. The awards ceremony was held at Stirling Castle on November 5. Netarrows, in case you're new to the PlayStation, is a home development kit that anyone can get hold of. Chris, who used to program in BASIC in the days of the ZX81, learned how to program in C, which is what the Netarrows uses, and won the developer competition, despite his game still being at an early stage. Well done, Chris, but try and get out a bit more from now on, eh? The Herald article. Worldwide goal for Scottish games industry. From the 17th of November, 1998. Image courtesy of Nick Slaven. Worldwide goal for Scottish games industry. The Scottish games development community has celebrated the conclusion to its talent fostering initiative, the Games Developer UK 98 competition. The winners were announced recently at a dinner held in Stirling Castle. From the original pool of more than 600, a panel of experts whittled the entries down to 5 winners. Entries were judged against criteria including originality, creativity and playability. Chris Chadwick, from Yeovil, was presented with the top overall prize of £5,000, for his entry Glitter Boy in Operation Monster Mal. Many of the industry figures present at the awards believe that Chris has an excellent chance of achieving his ambition, which is to have a career in games development. The competition was the brainchild of the SGA and Scottish Enterprise, who used an email launch directly to 50,000 students and a specially constructed website to provide further information to potential entrants. Ray McFarlane of Scottish Enterprise said, "Software development is one of Scotland's fastest growing sectors, and entertainment software is a hugely important element within that. The companies that make up the SGA represent Scotland's future, a future where indigenous Scottish firms are capable of employing their talents and skills to compete and succeed on the global stage." Other award winners were Richard Gatehouse and Andy Southgate for Best Game. They won £500 each. Inga Patterson for Best Artwork Animation, £1,000. Stuart Graham, Best Game Design, £1,000. And Kenny McAlpine, Best Audio, £1,000. It is hoped that the Games Developer UK competition will go on to become an annual event with adequate sponsorship. Further details of the competition can be found at gduck.co.uk, and the Scottish Games Alliance website is scottygames.org. A PDF version of these scans is also available. The Netarrows welcome letter. Netarrows Games on official PlayStation Magazine demo disc comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.